BJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. Didn't have my microphone button up on the screen. I had to go find it, John. What's going on?
I saw the radio light up, and I didn't hear anything. I said, I had the volume down. I bet he's calling me back. Craig. My Raspberry Pi came today, or actually it came a couple of days ago, and my wife wouldn't give it to me until my daughter got here. But anyway, so I've got my little kit here, and I'm going to start fiddling with that and getting that thing together. But I was just curious who had the net tonight.
That would be Mark, and congratulations on your Father's Day present. It's going to put you to work doing some research, because they do take a little while to get the hang of. But once you get the hang of them, if you get the bug, if the bug bites you, it won't let go.
I told my wife what I was going to buy, or what I was going to get for, or what I wanted for Father's Day, and I intended to order a kit with a monitor and everything. And so she told my daughter, and she went online, found a kit. It's got the computer and a case and all the cables, but doesn't have a keyboard or a mouse. So I got an email saying, your Father's Day present has been delivered. And I thought, uh-huh. So Amazon's kind of, or whoever she got it, I think she got it off Amazon. It's kind enough to give me a picture of it, so I blew it up and saw what was there. And I had some points on my Amazon card anyway, so I found a little keyboard and mouse and basically got that for free. So now all I need to do is get a monitor, but I've got this one big TV that has an HDMI hookup to it, so I'm going to clear off my desk and start piddling with this thing at some point.
Well, I don't have a keyboard and mouse or monitor for any of my Raspberry Pis. No. Well, Johnny brought me a portable monitor that I have to figure out how to get it to work on the repeater controller. I haven't figured that out yet. But that's the only monitor I have for Raspberry Pi. I do all my work on Raspberry Pis with remote login. So I just set them up and get them running. I put them on one. I unplug a monitor that I have on another computer, and it just has one of those little dongles for the mouse and keyboard, and I just plug the HDMI cable in the back in the Pi, just change the cable out and get it set up like that. And then once it's set up, I unplug the monitor, keyboard, and mouse, and I just run them all standalone, headless. And then I run this X Windows client on my main computer that allows me to display on the main computer's desktop X applications through the network. So everything's connected to the network. So you do a remote login to it, and you run a program that requires a screen to come up. It just comes up through the network. So you've only got one keyboard, mouse, and monitor for everything. So because if you get too many of them, after a while, you can't keep up with keyboards and mice and monitors with them, because there's so many of them. You know what I mean?
I do that once I get it up and running, but I need to be able to see what's going on before I can get to that point. But the little keyboard and mouse I got, because my laptop is pushed back up to the back of the desk, so I've got a place to, write and do stuff, and I have to pull that forward whenever I'm doing the net, and I have to grab the monitor cable on the back, keep it from coming out as I pull the thing forward, and then I have to shove everything to the side, so I've got a place to write on the side, and my desk is a mess anyway. So I plug this little keyboard mouse into my laptop. And so now I can lay the keyboard in my lap, practically, and lean back in the chair, and I look at the big monitor, and I can see it fine. So that'll make, logging in a little bit easier, that, and I can actually read the keys from here. But, once I get it going, I may go get another one and start hooking them together and doing stuff, but I'm going to play with this one for a while.
Well, I think you're going to enjoy it. I've done it all my life, so I'm right at home in it, but and it sounds like you've been around technology a lot too, so shouldn't be any issue. It should be relatively straightforward. But I did have a need to monitor the temperature on 24 different Raspberry Pis, each of them with four CPUs, so 96 CPUs. And the other day I thought about, well, I just need me a little client and a server program. So I wrote the client and the server, and I got them talking to each other. And then I used this SSH command to copy it to all 24 Raspberry Pis with just one command. So it sent it out to all of them. And then you can execute a command through SSH, and that is to copy a service unit file out to the system directory, systemd, and then to enable it so that when they reboot, it restarts that server that's on each one of the 24. And then the client, it sits on my Windows desktop, and it goes out to each one of the 24, and it asks them, what is your current temperature? So I timed it the other day to run through all 24 of them and pull back the temperature from each node. It takes it about a third of a second. It goes out there, talks to all 24. They go out into their proc file system, and they dig up the temperature, and they send it back. And it takes about a third of a second to collect all 24 of them. That's what's kind of neat when you can do something like that. And it's really rewarding. And there's a little less than one whole page worth of C code. So those are strong. Those are powerful little machines.
I tried to inhale some tea there. Well, I may be calling you for advice and whatnot, getting this thing up and running. I've been around the technology for a while, but most of mine, you know, was technology that would explode. But that's a whole other issue. So I get stuck on this thing, I'll give you a holler. I told Sid I'd hang around on his net for as long as I could, so I better sneak on back over there.
Okay. If you ever call me over here and I don't answer, give me a few minutes, because if I don't have my microphone up on my desktop, I don't have a button to push, I can't talk. It might take me a little while to come back to it. I'm jumping over to Sid's net to catch you back over here in about 40 minutes. W4DJW.
KN4RJ.
DJWW2MJB.
W2MJB, W4DJW.
W4DJW2MJB. Hey, Dave, I was just switching around the radio and got on to the weather channel there on Paris Mountain on the repeater, and there's some severe weather coming through. The only thing I have here is my mobile hooked up to electric power. My handheld, which is 5 watts, can't get out of the hole that I live in and hit the repeater. So just wondering how you wanted to handle this net tonight, since if it comes through, I'll have to shut down if there's lightning coming through.
Okay, well, I'll be here when you start it up, or when it's time to start, I'll be here. And if there's no issue, just go right ahead, business as usual. If there's an issue, just let me know a few minutes before, and I'll pick it up.
Great, thank you. W2MJB, clear.
Anytime, Mark. W4DJW, clear.